You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
This is Beth White, your co-host with Jen Delvaux. Sorry, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this Wednesday morning of Holy Week, we are gathered today. We were going to talk today about Holy Week and the ways in which Holy Week is evangelizing. And so, Jen, I just wanted to touch base with you and just ask you what Holy Week means to you.
For me, it's always a mixture of a bit of memory of past Holy Weeks, particularly given that I've had the privilege of sponsoring, even back in college, a dear friend of mine who came into the church on Holy Saturday, and just that chance to immerse myself in that story of the Passion narrative that flows from Holy Thursday through the Easter Vigil, and just really seeing, you know, the entirety almost of the story laid out for us from beginning to end, especially at the Easter Vigil, you know, getting pretty much the highlights of all of Scripture and all of the bells and whistles, quite literally, that you can put into a Catholic liturgy wrapped up into one. So it's a wonderful kind of journey through the story of faith, and then also just remembering times with friends and my time walking with those who went through RCIA when I worked at Holy Name and so forth. So it's always very, very special.
That's wonderful. So I have very special memories of Holy Week as well, and so really looking forward to spending this sacred time this week with family and with my faith community. So we're going to start our conversation today about one of the traditions of Holy Week, which is the Way of the Cross, the Stations of the Cross that we do throughout Lent. But in our neighborhoods here in Chicago, we have different groups that do the Way of the Cross through the streets of Chicago on Good Friday. So with us this morning is David Ramirez, who is a part of the Via Crucis in South Side of Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, David?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, David, we wanted to invite you on just to talk a little bit about this tradition on the South Side. I met you recently, and you told me you had been involved in this for 35 years.
Yeah, the Station of the Cross, that was before my time. I would say they started back on the South Side, late 50s, early 60s, with the youth groups in Our Lady Guadalupe. So early 80s, that's when I started, when I joined in, I started doing the Station of the Cross. And since then, I've been doing it lately, you know, with Sandra, which is the strong pillar right now with Station of the Cross.
So tell us a little bit about what the Stations of the Cross, going out into the community. So what is that like to go out onto the streets and bring Jesus's story of his passion out into the streets of your community?
When we do it, every year we have a purpose. We pray for something special. We use it, especially using the youth, because they're the future of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole reason is that there is someone somewhere in the procession who's going to get in touch into his heart and change his life.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we do it and we keep on doing it.
Do you have stories of that where young people have participated in the Way of the Cross and that there's been a life-changing experience for them?
I would say there is several. Every year, we always hear stories of families or a person or a child or especially adults. There are that can go through, I would say, their own kind of life, and there's been touched by the moment, you know, seeing Christ and this youth coming to the streets and acting so with their faith. So they're transmitting the faith through what they're doing, and this is something we need to do. You know, our future obviously is on those the youth. And by them being the part of the submitters, and we just, I mean, it's something wonderful. I mean, I had seen it so many times. I was approached by one of the persons this Sunday, and he gave me a strong hug because, you know, how this changed life for something much better.
So do you think it's the experience of it, of actually going through the experience of walking, as it were, the path of Jesus Christ, that he walked on Good Friday? Do you think that that's what it is? It becomes that experience of it is something that really helps them connect to that?
Of course. You know, God works through us different ways.
Right.
It works through our praise celebrating during Sundays and Mass. It works through us to evangelize with others by talking. But they also use this different part of symbols. They are making our faith strong. And I will strongly believe by us doing it every year, something new happened in somewhere, in someone, in a good part. And I was talking to the young gentleman yesterday. He was telling me, you know what? If one day we pick a day around the world that every person do something good, just don't do nothing bad. Just do something good one day a year, and the whole world, this world will change. Because by changing, it's something that we strongly believe in Christ. And I thought it was great.
That
you
is.
Know, changing, you know. It
yeah.
Is. Just is. Wake up one day. Don't do nothing bad. Just do something good. Imagine, you know, the change we do in the world. The police don't have to do any work. I mean, it's just everything we change completely. And this is, I think, this is one of the things that are, by doing the Station of the Cross, that my experience through all these years, is that there's the main purpose, something good.
Yeah. Yeah.
The man who's carrying the cross is something good, very good. Like the person representing the greatest man in the world is something great. So the experience that we do it walking through the street in South Chicago is to send a symbol, to send a sign to all the youth that are around, they're engaged, they're involved in drugs, they're involved in crime. There is something greater that's into the street they've been blessing.
So do you see that people in the streets respond very positively? Do people come out to watch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it breaks barriers and different, I mean, religious or whatever. I mean, there comes the people that come just passing by and they just stop and just knee down and they bless themselves. People there, which totally different religious than what we're doing. And yeah, so it's a strong symbol. And I see it in our police department. You know, when we pass, when they do it, they come to us, say, you know, there was something very good. There was something very good. And they bless themselves. And they should all be blessed by it.
By the experience, yeah. So when we come back from break, we're going to be continuing our conversation with David Ramirez, and Sandra Moda will be joining us as well to talk more about this wonderful opportunity on Good Friday.
On a mission of love, I send you out. On a mission of love, and no.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Cupich about worldwide protocols put in place by the Holy See following the historic meeting in Rome on the protection of children. And we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at the televised Sunday Mass from Mercy Home for Boys and Girls.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Rich Daniels is the director of the City Lights Orchestra and president of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Immigration Ministry Advisory Board.
It's about a safe background for the people who live here. It's about safe haven for those who want to come. And it's about a legal path that has sensible limits to it, that doesn't take $30,000 in legal fees to acquire. It doesn't take 16 years or 12 years to get yourself into that position. It really lacks any compassion and love for those people who really want to be a part of this country.
The Immigration Ministry promotes a society where immigrants are welcomed and where their cultural gifts are celebrated.
My goodness, this country would not be where we are today were it not for the immigrants from Ireland, from Poland, from Italy, from name it. It's just an amazing array of individuals who've come to our shores seeking a better life for themselves and their family.
Please support the Immigration Ministry by attending the Keep Hope Alive benefit Monday evening, May 13th, hosted by Cardinal Blaise Cupich. For more information, call 312-534-8383. That's 312-534-8383.
I send you out on a mission of love. I send you out. Welcome back to A Mission of Love. This is Beth White, your co-host with Jen DelVoe.
Hello again.
Hello. So we are talking about Good Friday and the tradition of the Way of the Cross, the Via Crucis. And we were just speaking with David Ramirez, and Sandra Mota has joined us as well. And Sandra is one of the coordinators of the Via Crucis as well. And she's a little less seasoned. She's only been doing it for 15 years. So welcome, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us, we just heard from David about why the Via Crucis is so important in the transformative way in which it changes the young people's lives. So what is it for you that you see that's so powerful that you would commit 15 years of dedication to this this event that happens every Good Friday?
Well, for me, it's a way to live my faith, you know, because I'm Catholic and I love my religion. I love everything the Catholic Church does and everything. And then it gets me so excited when we start with the practices around January, and then
oh my goodness, you start practicing
yes,
in January.
2 months. We practice 2 months every Sunday, and then we get prepared ahead of time, and to see the youth very inspired, you know, to committed to the practices and everything, full of energy for what we do in the Stations of the Cross. It makes me happy, and the way the youth live their religion. It's very exciting for me.
How many young people do you have participate, Sandra, who come to these weekly trainings?
Around 35 youth.
Wow.
Around
wow.
35.
35.
Or
wow.
Probably more, you know,
okay.
Because more in the end, more start coming, you know, but like every Sunday, around 35.
That's wow. Wonderful. Well, because you really act this out, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen some photographs of horses and
yes.
the Roman outfit.
Oh yes, we have like more than 100 costumes.
Wow!
You know, like for the soldiers, the women of Jerusalem. We call it the pueblo. The ladies they are walking with the Jesus, and yeah, it's very. I put all the costumes ready for for this big celebration, you know.
Wow. So it's a really big deal. So who are the parishes that are involved in this? Because is a group of folks, right?
Yes, it's a group of three parishes. It's San Michael, the Archangel, in South Chicago, Immaculate Conception, Shrine of the Divine Infant Jesus, and Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. And David, do other folks, other Catholics in the area participate as well?
Yeah, in the past, there used to be five churches, including St. Mary Magdalene and Bronislava, Santa Bronislava.
Mm-hmm.
Those two churches were closed in the past three or four years.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to be five churches involved. Of course, there is the communities around, the church around, they all come and join us for this specific day. Yeah, no, this is South Chicago, a way to live our faith.
So about how many people participate in the Way of the Cross itself? You just said like 100 costumes. So how many people participate in the actual Way of the Cross part?
Well, I would say about 1,000, only over 1,000. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
It varies year to year.
Yeah. So Sandra, I'm sure the weather has something to do with it as well. So if there's not snow on Friday, maybe you'll get some people.
Well, we keep praying. We keep praying, and we believe there's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes. So Sandra, tell me, what is it about, I asked David this question, what is it about this experience that helps young people connect to their faith?
Well, I think a lot of
because your daughter is in the other room. I see.
Yes.
You said she's been at this since she was two, and she's 17 this week. So
yes, they love to do for my for all the youth, and I can see in my daughters, you know, one is 19 and the other one is turning 17 tomorrow, and then
Thank you.
And then she's they all excited. It's like a big celebration is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they very excited. Okay, the practices are starting. We're going to be there. They always love to participate. All the youth are so anxious, you know.
Yeah.
They said that some of them, maybe they got to get bored. No, not our youth group. They're not. They're waiting for it, you know.
Yeah. So, David, you know, this show is dedicated to evangelization. So in what ways, one of the things we wanted to talk about at today's show, we're going to talk about is the way in which we evangelize ourselves by remembering. So it's that key core that we remember who this Jesus is for us. And so then there's also how we're witness to others who this Jesus is, and then also help others encounter Jesus. So in what ways do you see this Way of the Cross as evangelizing on those three different levels?
It is. It is so strongly, you know, because by people see it, you know, a lot of times we listen to the preacher every Sunday, and we get learned on. But by actually see it,
mm-hmm.
walking, we actually visualize Christ walking on the street, and that's why we also say, okay, this is Christ, and we pray for it. We pray for the person who's representing Christ. So actually, Christ, the Holy Spirit is guiding this person to really represent Christ, so people can actually see Christ through it. And that, to me, that's evangelization. It's passing on the word. It's like proclaiming the word, acting alive. And this is a time when these kids are used as instruments of love, because it was love of Christ, through the streets. And what better way to visualize than that?
Right. How about you, Sandra? What do you think? The ways in which this Good Friday is evangelizing in your community.
Yeah, I think as like David said, I agree with him. As where we walking through, even if they from other religions or whatever, they see it, and then they always they express themselves. You know, they ask it, "What is this?" and they like it, and then evangelizing is like, you know, how I see in the end when the crucifixion, a lot of people quietly crying, mm-hmm. actually crying. It's the way we evangelize the people. We don't need to talk a lot. We just like with the acting, the way the Jesus died at the cross for us. You know, he gave his life for us. So when and the end of the station when Jesus is crucified, I see all these faces, even myself crying by the cross. So yeah, that means a lot. That means that something is on our hearts that we believe in God. We believe in Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross for us, and he is going to, and he makes us strong every day, you know, like, to keep going. Yeah. And I see the how much we need evangelizing people everywhere in the world, especially in our community of South Chicago, that has been a lot of problems with the other issues, and then how this day we all get together as one. Mm-hmm. As one.
Yeah. So when we come back from break, we're going
to
go to break right now. And when we come back to break, David, you can continue the conversation with, we'll continue with David and Sandra when we get back from break.
Well, it's time for us to become people of spirit. It's time for us to become.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
The Illinois bishops gathered in Springfield to speak with their legislators about the recently proposed abortion bills. 101 people became U.S. citizens through a citizenship program at St. Rita of Casha Parish. Catholics and Muslims gathered at CTU for the National Catholic Muslim Dialogue, and Cardinal Supich reflects on the importance and beauty of Holy Week.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Hi, my name is Sajit Silva, and I work for Catholic Relief Services in Sri Lanka. During this Lent, respond to Pope Francis' invitation to share the journey and stand alongside those bearing the crosses of hunger and poverty by giving to CRS Rice Bowl. 25% of all funds raised in the Diocese of Chicago through CRS Rice Bowl stay in the Archdiocese of Chicago to help people in this community, with the remaining funds serving our brothers and sisters in countries around the world. Visit archchicago.org/CRS to learn more about the people and communities you support through your Lenten gift to CRS Rice Bowl.
Welcome back to Mission Love. This is Beth White, your co-host, with Jen DeVos. So we were just speaking with Sandra about the impact of Via Crucis on the south side of Chicago. So, David, before break, you wanted to add something.
Yes. You know, I see it every year. There's not too many people going to the services in different churches.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many people that go to a Station of the Cross where they are touched by. When walking to the street, not only the people, there are part of our religion. It's just a lot of different old religions. People, they don't have religion. They look at it, and they not only see it, they get something out of it. And that's the main thing. I think there's the best way to evangelize in the streets without breaking all the barriers of religion.
Right.
It's just the faith.
Well, I mean, for all Christians, this is a common experience, is Good Friday. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the core of who we are as Christians. We acted out in the Catholic Church in this way, but it is very much the core of Christianity is that Jesus experienced the death and resurrection. And I think we forget that sometimes. Yeah. We get so caught up in our what we believe versus what you believe, and like what we do versus what you do. And it's these are the beautiful moments that remind us of who we are. It's you know, this week the tragedy over in Paris, Notre Dame.
Yeah. Right.
There's something about that that's sort of similar, David, this sense of people outside singing Salve Regina and having prayer services and lighting candles and on their knees, and in a very post-Christian culture of Europe in which God is gone in a lot of ways, but he's not. And reminding people of that, these are beautiful ways in the streets to remind people that God really is present in our life today. So if people want to get involved.
Yeah. Senator, where can people go on Friday to connect with us?
Okay. Well, we're going to start at 92nd in Buffalo. And then we're going to pass by Our Lady of Guadalupe, 91st Street. And then we're going to Commercial Avenue. Commercial Avenue, we're going north to Immaculate Conception. We pass by Immaculate Conception. And 87, we go east to a U.S. Steel Mill in the South Chicago, and we're going to be ending in the Lake Shore in 87.
Great. So it's at 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. starts at 92nd in Buffalo.
Great. Yes. And what languages or how? What's kind of the structure of this? What can people expect if they're able to attend?
Well, it's in Spanish, but all the reflections are bilingual, English and Spanish, and we have a very good reflections. Every year, but this year it's well, we're going to be praying for the Chicago Police Department. We're going to be doing reflection for the U.S. steel workers. They make South Chicago strong back in the 70s, 80s, back then. And also for a piece of a community, you know, for all the violence to stop. And also for the youth. They're not welcome in the parishes sometimes. You know, they don't have the opportunities. To be there. So we're going to be praying for all these things. The youth are always welcome in our churches everywhere. They are not only the future, they are the now, you know.
Yes. I used to work in youth ministry, and that's what I always tried to tell people, that they're not just the church of tomorrow, but definitely the church of today.
Today, right?
So that's exciting. 11 a.m. on 92nd and Buffalo, and it's in both English and Spanish.
Yes.
So what's the where would they check it out, David, on the website? Where would they go? To the parish website?
Normally the people post it on Face Live.
Oh, okay. Great.
So that's the best, easier way. Another thing that we normally do, and this year is going to be in 80s in the cross, a straight and it makes the cross 87 and in Commercial, the moment of silence for all the youth that have been killed and died these past years.
Wow.
There is a moment of putting our hands down to the floor and looking down on earth what we are and what we stand in, and pray for those that are already and process to go to heaven, so we can, reflect that we still as a hope. It's a hope who's carrying the cross. Mm-hmm. So we just keep going. So it's a special moment there.
Yes.
Very
special.
Is there anything else that you want us to know about, Sandra?
Well, just if you guys want anybody wants to join us to be there, it's a very, very good experience. And then and keep our faith strong. That's all I want to.
We'll say a few extra prayers too to St. Clair for good weather for you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. We will pray.
It will be good.
Yeah. So if people are interested, they can check out the South Chicago Way of the Cross. I think you can just Google that and you'll find it. Via Cruces, Viviente de Sur, Chicago. So, and it's St. Michael. What are the parishes again? St. Michael, the Archangel, Immaculate Conception, and
Our
Lady of Guadalupe on the South Side. Thank you both so much for your dedication to this important ministry and all the years that you've put into this. And we look forward to seeing Friday.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
What does it mean to love? Why was I created? We'll address all of these great questions and more at Echo Chicago this June. Hello, I'm Dawn Fitzpatrick from Respect Life Ministries for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Echo Chicago is a Theology of the Body summer camp for teens and young adults. The Archdiocese is partnering with Dumb Ox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 14th to the 20th. Registration's now open. Go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355 for more information. That's respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Early bird pricing is available until May 1st. All of us feel an echo in our heart to explore God's original creation and his true purpose for us. Join us in June for Echo Chicago.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Welcome back to A Mission of Love. This is Beth White, your co-host with Jen DelVaux.
Good morning again.
We are going to switch gears on this Wednesday of Holy Week. We were just talking about the Via Crucis on the south side of Chicago. And there are other opportunities, by the way, for Good Friday opportunities for the Way of the Cross. There's a Way of the Cross in downtown at Daly Plaza. It starts at 8:30 and the procession starts at 9. And then also the Via Crucis in Pilsen, which is pretty well known, starts at 8:30 at the Providence of God. That's their 42nd annual. But, of course, this one on the south side starts at 11. So if you're sleeping in on Friday, you can make it down to the south side. So that's awesome. So switching gears a little bit, we have with us Todd Williamson, a familiar voice to all. And he is our director of the Office for Divine Worship. And we wanted to talk to Todd a little bit about this amazing Holy Week and its way in which it helps us remember whose we are and who we are, and the way in which it helps to continue our own personal evangelization. So good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Jen. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
So, I'm doing well.
Todd worked really hard yesterday, because yesterday was what, Todd?
It was the beautiful Chrism Mass for the Archdiocese. It is a beautiful Mass where all of the holy oils that are used in the sacramental life of the Church in the Archdiocese of Chicago are blessed and consecrated by Cardinal Supich. It was great. We had over 300 priests
Wow, that's amazing.
The opening procession was 20 minutes long.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, you guys, it was phenomenal. It was beautiful.
And it was at St. John Brebeuf this year?
It was, because of the parking lot of the cathedral being gone.
Right.
It was at a place that could accommodate that many cars.
Well, it's gone temporarily. They still, Holy Name Cathedral does have parking for their own services. So we just want to be aware of that, our listeners, that you still can go to Mass at Holy Name Cathedral.
That's true. That's true.
So, Todd, what is so special about that Chrism Mass besides the oils?
Yeah, if you think about it, almost half of this, over half of the sacraments that we celebrate involve anointing in some way.
Mm-hmm.
The chrism at baptism, the chrism at confirmation, the chrism at ordination, anointing of the sick, anointing of the catechumens. So over half the sacramental life of any parish is affected by the Chrism Mass.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's a great sign of unity, I think, right? That
mm-hmm.
The bishop blesses all of this oil that then goes out to all the parishes in any diocese, and just a great sign of unity. We are all under the care and the ministry of our chief shepherd.
So we work in the offices with Todd and his staff, and after they were preparing the oils the other day, they all smelled like chrism. So it hadn't been blessed yet, but it was quite the smell that we were like, whoa, that's familiar.
You know, it's a beautiful smell.
It is.
You know, the aromatic perfume that the woman poured over Jesus' feet.
Yeah, Mary.
You know,
yeah.
That's the imagery.
Right.
And I would say it can be quite an evangelizing moment when somebody is there and experiencing that sense of unity that comes from the bishop surrounded by his priests and his faithful, blessing that oil that then goes out. I mean, is the opportunity to feel part of something much bigger than yourself.
So one of the interesting things that we're learning in a lot of the research is that the modern person is looking for experience. It's not so much about proclamation anymore. It's not so much head stuff. They're really looking for experience. And what is it about the Triduum that is very experiential in the Catholic imagination?
That is just with the whole rest of the show. Sorry.
No breaks. Yeah, keep going.
You said people are seeking an experience. Maybe just to put a different perspective, I think people are seeking and hungry for an encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Triduum, in the great celebrations of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, and Easter Vigil, I don't see how anyone could take part in those celebrations and not encounter the risen Christ, and not encounter the presence of God, not encounter a sense of community, not encounter a sense of like I said earlier, being part of something much bigger than myself.
Yeah. What is it about? Like, so could you explain the Triduum? Maybe some folks haven't actually been to a Triduum. It's actually one whole liturgy, right?
Yeah, it's one celebration.
I don't think people understand that, so take
care. Yeah, it's very cool how, so it begins on Holy Thursday evening. Lent ends, and at sunset on Holy
Thursday. I know,
right?
But we can't break our fast yet. But anyway, go ahead.
Lent ends, and the Triduum begins. It's actually its own liturgical season. It's the shortest season that we have, and it goes from Thursday night to Sunday night. And it begins with the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and it's funny, Beth. You said that it's one long liturgy, and in many ways it is. We begin the Mass of the Lord's Supper with the sign of the cross, just like we do any Mass.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that Mass, there's no blessing,
mm-hmm.
and the celebration kind of quietly eases into adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. that was consecrated that night. And then that people just then slowly go back into their own prayer, into their own observance of the Triduum, and it picks up again on Friday with the Mass, or with the Liturgy of the Lord's Passion. And that does not begin with the sign of the cross. That already happened on Holy Thursday at the Mass of the Lord's Supper. It begins just very solemnly and quietly, and there's no blessing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, the blessing, final blessing, doesn't come until the end of the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night. That's mm-hmm. why you can look at it as one long celebration, one long liturgy.
So we're going to come back from break and talk a little bit more with Todd about the way in which this experience can help us have an encounter.
It's time for us to become people of love. It's time for us,
it's time for us
to know that Jesus Christ is risen, forgives our sin and brings us new life. I send you out.
Hi, my name is Sajit Silva, and I work for Catholic Relief Services in Sri Lanka. During this Lent, respond to Pope Francis' invitation to share the journey and stand alongside those bearing the crosses of hunger and poverty by giving to CRS Rice Bowl. 25% of all funds raised in the Diocese of Chicago through CRS Rice Bowl stay in the Archdiocese of Chicago to help people in this community, with the remaining funds serving our brothers and sisters in countries around the world. Visit archchicago.org/CRS to learn more about the people and communities you support through your Lenten gift to CRS Rice Bowl.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Cupich about worldwide protocols put in place by the Holy See following the historic meeting in Rome on the protection of children. And we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at the televised Sunday Mass from Mercy Home for Boys and Girls.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
I send you out on a mission of love. I send you out on a mission of love.
Welcome back to A Mission Love. We are talking with Todd Williamson from the Office for Divine Worship. So, Todd, we were just talking with you about the Triduum and how it's one long liturgy. And so, you know, this is interesting. My daughter's 20 years old, and it's her favorite time of year. Like,
really?
She's like just saying, "Mom, who's celebrating which of the masses?" And she's really excited. And she asked me if it was okay to invite one of her girlfriends who's Lutheran to come. And I was like, no, just kidding. because she just loves this time of year. And it is such a gem in the Catholic tradition. That I think that the way in which we mix things up really help us. We can get in a bit of a rut with Mass, like the same way we do things. I know you don't want to hear that, Divine Worship.
No. I agree with you. We let the ritual become routine too
often. Yeah. So what is it about this ritual that helps us encounter and helps us remember who we are?
There's a great adage that we say about the liturgies of the Triduum. If you want to know what Catholics believe, go to the Triduum.
Oh.
Because the very core tenets of our faith are proclaimed, are memorialized, are experienced mm-hmm. again in the mm-hmm. Triduum. Thursday marks the institution of the Lord's Supper. It's all about the Last Supper of Christ and the mandatum, which means command,
mm-hmm.
The great command of Christ to love one another as I have loved you, and you see that in the washing of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
On Holy Thursday night, it takes us to that complete self-emptying of Christ, right? That was evident in the Last Supper with his disciples.
Todd, you shared a story with me the other day about one time when your feet were washed.
Oh yeah,
share with us that story.
Okay, don't.
You'll start crying. Go ahead.
Yep. If I get emotional, don't hold it against me.
I'm not.
So I was one of the people having my feet washed, and it was at the very end, and I went and I sat in the chair and I had my shoes off, and the person who was drying feet thought that he was done, and he dropped the towel and walked away. And I kind of was looking, and a woman who was right in front of me in the first row, a woman in the parish, like immediately got up and came over and knelt down in front of me and dried my feet. And it struck me because it was out of the blue she did that. She saw a need. She knew the significance of this ritual of bending down to wash the feet of another in imitation of Jesus, and she gave of herself to me. It was just really, it was something.
Yeah,
completely spirit inspired.
That's and she was Christ to you in that moment. Yeah,
yep.
Those are the very special moments that we.
I completely forgot about that story.
Well, you shared it with me recently.
Yeah, I know. It was just the other day.
Yeah. The other thing about Holy Thursday is that the cross we bring out. No, that's Good Friday. Sorry.
Right. No. No. But it leads right into that. So
right.
what does self-emptying service like that woman, mm-hmm. that parishioner showed to me, what does that lead to? It leads to... It leads to life through death, and that's the cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
For us Catholics, for us Christians, the cross is not a sign of death, even though it was an instrument of death, because of the Paschal mystery of Christ, because of his death and resurrection. The cross is now a sign of glory. I love the cross because the cross proclaims that nothing has the last word except for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Sin doesn't have the last word. Sickness, illness, suffering doesn't have the last word. Not even death has the last mm-hmm. word. Christ has the last word. And that's, I think that's part of the symbolism of the cross. And so on Good Friday, we adore it. That's what the ritual mm-hmm. says. It calls it adoration, but it's, we venerate it. I love to sit and watch how people venerate the cross. That literally becomes my prayer at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
As I watch how my brothers and sisters, some will go up and kiss it, some will bow to it. I've seen people go and just place their forehead against it and stand there just motionless for a few moments. I saw a woman embrace it once,
mm.
and I happened to know that at the time this woman was battling cancer.
Mm.
And you know, so that's the symbolism. That's the power of that. Not even that cancer for her had the last word. Christ's
right.
resurrection did.
Well, and that's what's also, I watch the young kids, and then I also watch the seniors who struggle with their walkers or their canes to make their way all the way to the front. And they do it with determination, and I just sit there and I go, wow, because there is in that cross, there's such hope for us,
mm-hmm.
and it's open to anyone. Even if you're not Catholic, you can approach the cross because it's open to everyone.
Its symbolism is, and its meaning of it is just so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it just gives such a, you know, it's interesting. My daughter called me last night. She was very excited. She heard a bishop of New York speak about what happened at Notre Dame Cathedral. And he said that it was so amazing that it happened during Holy Week, because it actually was Holy Week, the way in which this amazing cathedral went up in ashes, but it wasn't the end of the story, because we're going to be rebuilding. And it wasn't all lost. And how that is the journey of Holy Week, about the death and the utter destruction, and you think it's gone, but then Jesus rises again, and he overcomes all of those things. So I think it's the remembrance of that is so important.
Remembering and partaking in that hope, right? And exactly. here's what we were talking about earlier, encountering that hope.
Right.
So yeah, people can encounter that kind of hope in the liturgy. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So when we get back from break, we're going to switch gears to Holy Saturday.
Sounds good.
Well, it's time for us to become people of spirit. It's time for us to become people of love.
Hi, my name is Mary Bielski, and I'm a national speaker and youth minister. And I'm excited to introduce you to our third Echo Theology of the Body camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II and address questions on themes like life, love, and human sexuality. Teens and young adults, please join us June 14th to the 20th at St. Xavier University for an amazing experience of prayer, fellowship, and tackling the deepest mysteries of life and love and even more. More information can be found on respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Again, that's 312-534-5355.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Rich Daniels is the director of the City Lights Orchestra and president of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Immigration Ministry Advisory Board.
It's about a safe background for the people who live here. It's about safe haven for those who want to come. And it's about a legal path that has sensible limits to it, that doesn't take $30,000 in legal fees to acquire. It doesn't take 16 years or 12 years to get yourself into that position. It really lacks any compassion and love for those people who really want to be a part of this country.
The Immigration Ministry promotes a society where immigrants are welcomed and where their cultural gifts are celebrated.
My goodness, this country would not be where we are today were it not for the immigrants from Ireland, from Poland, from Italy, from name it. It's just an amazing array of individuals who've come to our shores seeking a better life for themselves and their family.
Please support the Immigration Ministry by attending the Keep Hope Alive benefit Monday evening, May 13th, hosted by Cardinal Blaise Supich. For more information, call 312-534-8383. That's 312-534-8383.
Welcome back to A Mission of Love. This is Beth White with Jen DelVeau.
Hello.
And we're talking in this very special Holy Week to our director for divine worship for this archdiocese, Todd Williamson. Good morning.
Hello, Beth. Hello,
Hi.
Jen.
So we were just talking about Holy Thursday and Good Friday, and now we're moving on to Holy Saturday. And what I've always found sort of very interesting is that on Holy Saturday, that morning, there is no Mass.
Right.
And so there's
the only
Mass. Yeah, right? And so there's this odd silence in the universe. Like, I don't know. I've just thought about God. Like, there's this, like, honoring of Jesus in the tomb in a way that of the silence. I don't know. Because at any given time in the world, there's Mass going on, right? So
It's you just made me think there's an ancient homily that's in the Liturgy of the Hours, the Breviary. And the ancient homily begins by saying, something strange is happening today. There is a strong or great silence on the earth. It's exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. So what is so what's special about the end of the Triduum that evening on Holy Saturday?
It's the in so many ways the death and resurrection of Christ is made present there, because mm-hmm. one of the key things that happen on Holy Saturday night is the full initiation of those who have been walking with various parishes in the mm-hmm. rite of Christianization of adults, right? The,
right.
the adults who have been preparing, yeah, mm-hmm. who have been preparing for baptism, they die that night. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we say we believe mm-hmm. in baptism. We die, and God recreates us in baptism, mm-hmm. and it is the death and resurrection of Christ right there in front of our eyes in those baptisms. Mm. I remember once there was a young woman who was in the RCIA, was at a college parish, and they stood in the font. They stood in a pool, mm-hmm. and the priest poured water over them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the pool, and her arms were outstretched.
Wow.
And her two sponsors were holding her hands, but they were outstretched. And he baptizes her in the name of the Father, water pours. A second time, in the name of the Son, water pours. And the third time, I'm sure this was inspired too, as he pours the third time, she put her head back.
Oh, wow.
And her arms were outstretched. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, that's Christ risen there in front of me.
Yeah.
And they become a new creation. They become sons and daughters of God. They become brothers and sisters of us. And that's why that night is just so terribly profound.
And it starts within this darkness, and then the lights. I love when we haven't been able to say a particular word all of Lent, and then all of a sudden we start singing and Gloria and all of this stuff and the bells and.
And the lights in the darkness
go on, and exactly, I do think we only have a minute left, and I could talk to you for hours. But what is it that you'd want someone to take away from the Triduum experience?
I encourage your listeners go to the liturgies of the Triduum and go with an open heart, mm-hmm. and I promise you, you will encounter Jesus there with you, walking with you in whatever is happening in your life at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus will be there, and it can change your life.
Absolutely. It's amazing. How about you, Jen, real quick?
I think it's paying attention to the story, and mm-hmm. I think how so many of the pieces of the liturgy, the light, the candles, the music, the incense, it all weaves together, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking a little earlier about experience, and just, it is church.
Yep.
Thank you both, and just really encourage you to go out and participate in the Triduum, and then go spread the good news.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.
I